Prepare for launching.
This is Drive Time Live with Mark Hahn on AM 1360, FM 94.9 KSCJ. For a recap of today's biggest news stories, stocks, sports, weather, and more, here's Mark Hahn.
15 after the hour, and it's 15 after the hour where this guy is, Gary Stone. Hey, Gary, welcome to Drive Time Live.
Thank you very much for having me on, Mark.
Not a problem at all. So you're in Australia calling me. So what time is it in Australia?
It's 10:15 a.m. on Tuesday.
You're ahead of us. So, all right, maybe, you know, you could tell me what are the big Powerball numbers there, and you can give me those. See, you're going to have that drawing, you know, so many hours before me, maybe I could try to work something out that way. But, you know, Gary, I think I recognize I'm not going to get rich waiting to win the lottery. So what's the best way for you to manage your financial wealth? Your book out there is called Blueprint to Wealth, and it's powerful, tested, time-tested investing strategies to grow your nest egg. Give us a little bit of the background, of your background, Gary, in particular.
Yeah, well, my background is in my late 20s, which is 26 years ago. I just got hooked on looking at and investing and researching the stock market, and have been doing it ever since. And have, had ups and downs, probably more downs than ups over the time, and just have had to work out a way to become profitable on an ongoing basis, what I call consistently successful, with a degree of activity in managing your portfolios in the market. And what I've tried to do with the book is come up with strategies that I've been using for a number of years now, that everyday people, just ordinary people who don't have much background or knowledge of the stock market, to be able to get better returns for their long-term investing, such as their retirement nest eggs and 401ks, and doing it through entities such as...
You have different strategies in order to grow the nest egg, and we'll hit on just some of those right now. We don't have a lot of time, but we have enough that we can talk about this. So you come to it, did you come to it out of a financial background? Were you like a stockbroker or anything else, or an investment advisor? How did you, or did you just, as you said, you're just somebody who paid attention and worked out the numbers?
Yeah, well, I guess I had some success in my late 20s working in the mainframe computer industry. Remember those?
Yeah.
And I had to find somewhere to invest it. So I just started. I've got a mathematics. I majored in mathematics and in computer science at university. And it just lent itself to my left brain thinking to analyze and research and find out a way to actually become successful on a consistent basis in the stock market. And you know, I certainly didn't have success for many years to start at the beginning of all that, but have over time worked out a way to do that, and at the same time for it not to eat up too much of my daily time. As I say, part of the title of the book is Financial Freedom in 15 Minutes a Week. So there's one strategy that's 15 minutes a week, and there's another strategy I talk about in the book, which is 15 minutes a quarter, which is just an hour a year once you have the process and the entities established.
And that sounds like something that's almost too good to be true for somebody who can take a look at these, whether it's what you have in your 401k or what you have in an IRA, if you're going to be building from mutual funds. As a matter of fact, that's your first chapter on this, active mutual funds and the everyday investor. And you start off of how many mutual funds routinely route the market. Now, what do you mean?
Well, what I did there was I borrowed an article with the permission of the New York Times. An article that was written in 2015 by one of the journalists there, and that was the title of the heading of the article. And the bit that goes on that answers that question is how many active mutual funds routinely route the market. The answer, which is also in the chapter heading, is zero. And that comes out of research that's being done by a Standard & Poor Dow Jones Indices, who are the custodians of the indices, and I go into a bit of detail about this in the book, about looking at 1, 3, 5, and 10-year periods. And what the statistics and the research show is that for periods of longer than 7 to 10 years, there's a very, very, very low probability that any active mutual fund will actually outperform the benchmark indices of the stock market, such as the S&P 500 or the S&P 400, which is the mid-cap index.
Will you say over that period of time that it won't outperform?
Won't outperform. There's almost a 0% chance, and I don't want to say 0% because I don't believe in probabilities of zero, but what all the research is showing and the research I've done and third parties have done is that there's almost a 0% chance that any active mutual fund will outperform the benchmark index, such as the S&P 500, over periods of 7 to 10 years and longer. So the prospect of investing for retirement is many decades. It's a multi-decade investing proposition. But people invest, the majority of money is invested in active mutual funds, of which there's hardly any chance that they're going to do as well as the market. So what I'm saying is you might as well just invest in the index of the market.
Yeah, or you might as well just put your money in a savings account that's not going to get you, you know, maybe 0.11%.
Well, the active mutual funds will do better than that, but they won't do better than the stock market over the long term. That's really the point of the book. So what I'm saying to everyday investors is you don't have to worry about learning how to read balance sheets and profit and loss statements and annual reports of listed companies. You don't have to get into stock picking individual stocks. You don't have to learn or charting or technical analysis. You effectively, if you're a 20, 30, 40-year-old, the strategy is very simple. You just buy an index, and I'll tell you how to do that in a moment, and you never sell it, and you continue to add your retirement contribution to that index ETF, that index fund, if you like.
Now, when you talk about index, you're talking about a certain manufacturing sector or metals, specific itemized.
No, I'm talking about the benchmark average for the stock market, such as the S&P 500 or the S&P 400. You actually buy into that index.
Okay. So you're using that as the benchmark here on the index.
Correct, because all the research shows that no other active mutual funds, there might be one or two or three, there might be a handful of active mutual funds that might beat the index over the long term, but trying to pick them in advance, many years in advance, is trying to find a needle, not in a haystack, but in a whole meadow of haystacks.
Well, when you one thing that stuck out here, and this is something that I started when I started doing different things a while ago, I'd look up Morningstar trends. I'd look up the different trends and see how a certain mutual fund did and a track record over years. I wouldn't go look at the newer mutual funds, although, you know, you could probably find some gems in there if you really did enough research. But I tried to find some with a track record that had some history there. But when you do it yourself, in your book, you talk about it by significantly reducing fees with a simple strategy. Reducing fees of somebody else handling your money for you, is that what you mean? Or the fees that are in the 12B1s, or what?
Well, all those fees. There are just fees everywhere. There's fees upon fees. And the index investing cuts those fees to next to nothing. So just go back to that comment about you looking back at historical active mutual fund performance, say on Morningstar.
Sure.
I would challenge people to spend the whole evening tonight and even the next tomorrow and the following day, maybe the rest of the week, to go and find just five, with the benefit of hindsight, to go and find five active mutual funds that over the last 10 years have actually beaten the stock market index. And if they can in that period find just one with the benefit of hindsight, they would have done very well. So imagine trying to do that in advance. It's almost impossible. So what I'm saying is you invest in an index exchange-traded fund, and an exchange-traded fund is basically just an index mutual fund, but it's listed on the stock exchange. And by doing that, rather than paying around about 1% fees per annum in your active mutual fund, you actually end up paying less than 0.1%, maybe even as low as 0.05%, where you're talking about fees that are 20 times lower than what you would pay in a typical active mutual fund.
Well, it sounds like you're ahead of the game if you're going to save on those fees and you're having a stock that works. What about people say, look, I don't really have enough time. I'd rather have Fidelity, handle my account for me. Or Schwab, Charles Schwab, handle my account. I'll give them the money, they do it for me. Is that a good way to do it? I think, you know, what you're saying here is that you can do it yourself. It doesn't take as much time as what you think it's going to take, and you'll be far ahead of the game.
That's exactly what I'm saying. I'm saying, you know, do it yourself. Cut out all the fees that you would pay to somebody to manage your money. I mean, the average 401ks, people who invest in 401ks by the companies they work for, those 401ks charge somewhere between 0.4 and 1.4% compounded per annum. Every year, 1.4% in 401k fees. Now, then they're invested in active mutual funds, which have their own fees as well. So all these fees add up. Now, just to give you an idea, somebody in their late 20s that might have 40 years left to offer, say, have got around about $15,000 sitting in a 401k. Over 40 years, by paying just 0.75%, 0.75% per annum in fees, more than what you need to pay, is going to turn out to be $520,000 of forfeited money out of your retirement nest egg, just purely on that small amount of additional fees that are being paid.
What kind of risk are you looking at for people? Say they have no background in finance, but yet they follow your book, The Blueprint to Wealth. What kind of success rates do you have? I mean, people give you feedback, Gary?
Yeah, they certainly do. Well, the 15 minutes a quarter strategy, people don't need to come to me or my business to execute that strategy. The strategy is documented in the book. Effectively, the strategy is about 10 lines long of what to do. The complexity will come initially in basically setting up the environment, finding a broker, and then actually executing the strategy. Now, I'm sure, you know, people have done any work, just hired a maintenance person for their home, would be more complex than setting this up with a broker. So it's not that difficult to do. But once it's set up, effectively 1 hour a year, you just take your retirement contributions, and you buy some more of the index exchange traded fund, and you do that for somebody in their 20s for the next 40 years, the odds are they're going to be more than $1 million better off than what they would have otherwise have been had they invested in a 401k, paying additional fees and getting first returns.
Well, we're all about keeping more of our own money, and that's obviously that's something that you felt very passionate about, too. So, Gary, how do they find out more about you, and how do they find a copy of Blueprint to Wealth?
Well, it's all over Amazon. There's a hardcover, there's softcover, there's color version, there's Kindle version. It's all available on Amazon, but people can go to the book's website, which is blueprinttowealth.com. And that's just all one word, blueprinttowealth.com. And from there, they can point them off to different places to buy the book. But one of the other things that we provide on the website is one of the strategies, which is the strategy that takes 15 minutes a week, which is a little bit more active. And that one involves protecting your money in case there's a big bear market. We actually are executing that strategy with real money. It's a real live portfolio, and people we provide updates on how we are tracking with that portfolio, and people can follow its progress. And at the moment, it's way ahead of the S&P 500 total return index.
Well, and this is the time that young people need to pay attention to this. And as Gary has said, I mean, you'll be miles ahead if you just pay attention to what's going on here and pick up the book, Blueprint to Wealth. There's the compiling an investment plan is chapter 13, just to give you an idea of that. And then, of course, you have the trendy choice, which is target date funds. We have about a minute. Tell me about target date funds.
Well, target date funds is the latest. Has been going for a little while now, but it's the latest catch cry of the financial investing industry, if you like, establishment to convince people to continue investing with them, because active mutual funds are really losing some of their shine. So the target date fund is just a fund that actually changes the mix of asset class between stock market and bonds the closer you get to retirement. But the book shows that their performance has been absolutely woeful over the last 10, 15, and there's a couple of them that have been out for 20-odd years, but they really have not performed well, and it would be far better for people in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and it's even for people in their 60s and in retirement, the book will have an appeal as well. The target date funds are just the industry's way of continuing to justify to get paid high fees, in my view.
All right, very good. Gary Stone, founder of Share Wealth Systems, and the book is Blueprint to Wealth. Gary, thank you for your time, and enjoy the time in Australia, and look forward to maybe having you back on the program again.
I would love to. Thank you very much.
Very good. Gary Stone here on Drive Time Live. A little investing blueprint there. Keep more of what you worked hard for. That's the whole bottom line that anybody's looking for. This is Drive Time Live here on KSCJ. Sioux City News is up next.
Participation is over.